Ted Heath, who I actually experienced in a makeup room in Sky Television back in 1989, do some strange things indeed, which I didn't understand at the time, but I sure as heck do now. When I arrived at the studio, I was told to go to the makeup room. I was led there, but left there because the makeup lady wasn't there. And there was one other person in the room, and that was Ted Heath, who'd just been interviewed on the program and then had come to have the makeup taken off. So I sat in the chair next to him, just two of us, that's all. And of course, I know Ted Heath and all that stuff, so never met him before, but I know of him, of course, as Prime Minister. So I turned to him and I said, all right, then, nice to meet you. And he never reacted. And he turned to me. He never moved his body, just his head, never acknowledged me at any time. And he looked at me, and he started at the top of his head. And once he turned his head to look like that, he never moved his head either once he turned his head. The only thing that moved was his eyes. And his eyes started at the top of my head. And all I can describe it as is that when I came back afterwards to my family, I said, you'll never believe the experience I've had with Ted Heath tonight. He scanned me, this guy. His eyes went from the top of my head down to my feet, just his eyes moving, like I say, and then back up again, got to the top of my head, and then just turned his head back and looked at the mirror, never said a word. What happened was that all of his eyes, the whites, the colour, and the pupil, they all went black. The whole of both eyes was black. Now, when we look at people, we talk about what? We talk about making eye contact. Now, I'm looking at you, and I'm making a contact somewhere here, right? When his eyes went into this blackness, there was no point where I made eye contact. It was like looking, I can only describe it as looking into two black holes. There was no point where it stopped. I was contacted by a lady who used to be the wife of a guy who was warden of a place called Burnham Beeches in the west of London, not far from Slough, about 25 minutes drive from Chequers, the Prime Minister's country residence. And she said that her husband was a Satanist because they had to be to do the job, because one of their roles was to organize satanic rituals for the elite in Burnham Beeches. And what she told me was that she was out in Burnham Beeches, which is an area of woodland and clearings, one night during this period where she was with her satanic husband there. And she saw a light, and she followed the light. She's going through the bushes, and when she got closer, she saw a ritual going on with people in long gowns. And what amazed her was the man leading the ritual was Ted Heath. This was amazing enough. And as I'm leaving, after having had this chat where she described all this, I'm finishing my cup of tea and I put it down. And I made a joke of it. I just said to her, you know, I'm having some strange experiences recently. I said, you know, I keep meeting people laughing that tell me they keep seeing people turn into reptiles. I made a joke of it and I turned to go. And as I turned to go, all I could hear was this woman heaving for breath. And I turned around, and she's holding her chest, gasping for breath. And the first thing she said was, oh my God, I thought it was only me. And I said, what are you talking about? Because, you know, I hadn't talked about this stuff to anyone before. I was just letting it kind of sizzle away, see where it went. And she said, well, I wasn't going to tell you that, because I thought, you know, Ted Heath having a satanic ritual was stretching enough. She said, well, what actually happened was, as I observed this ritual, Heath turned into a reptile and grew by about 2 feet. And this growing into a much taller entity is probably about 95% of these sort of accounts have given to me around the world have included that.